Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Pei Gimel Chulin 83. Today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah discusses that there are certain times a year that Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, have the practice of making a festive meal. And so therefore, if a person is going to be acquiring a meal, an animal during that time, the understanding was that the person is acquiring that animal in order to slaughter it immediately. And so therefore, in a circumstance where a person has already sold the mother, where the seller of the animal has already sold the mother or the daughter, then he has to be concerned that they both are going to be slaughtered on the same day, and so therefore he has to tell the buyer that I've already sold the mother, and therefore if you're going to slaughter the daughter, you're going to be in violation of this prohibition. And so therefore the sages said that there are four times, especially during the year, that we need to be concerned. And the reason why the Rashba explains, the reason why the rest of the year we don't have to be concerned is because, first of all, that concept of a whole, of being concerned about a mother and a offspring being slaughtered on the same day is very far-fetched, and so far it's hard to imagine. And even if we're going to say that it's going to happen, in general, we have to be the idea that they're going to both be done on the same day is even more far-fetched. And so therefore you'd have to be able to combine so many different scenarios in order to achieve that circumstance, and so therefore it's too much to expect us to have to be concerned for. However, so we go to our mission. Our mission says, "Ba'arba prakim hashana." There are four times during the year where hamocher behemel chaver, or somebody who is selling an animal to his friend, that when he sells him it, he has to say tzarach hodi. The seller needs to tell the buyer, "Ima macharti lishchot." I've already sold the mother to be slaughtered, or "Bita macharti lishchot." Or I've already sold the daughter to be slaughtered, and therefore it will be prohibited for you if you buy this animal to slaughter it today. Because, and the reason why there are these four times is because we say that as we said before, that these are the times of the year that people are more likely to slaughter an animal right away. And what are these times? Ve'eloin erev Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. So the first time where we have to be concerned is the eve of the last day of Sukkot, because they would make a lot of there was a practice to make a big meal on that day with meat and with wine, because that's considered to be a festival in and of itself. And so therefore it was very dear to the Jewish people, and so therefore the person would have to be notified. And so too, Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the eve of Pesach, because again they would have a very big meal, so that when they ate the Korban Pesach, when they ate Paschal Lamb, that would be done on a full stomach and not an empty stomach. And the third time is Erev Atzeres. They used to make a big festive meal on Shavuos, and because of the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Riyah, these are two sacrifices accompanying the festival of Shavuos, and so therefore, because of that, they would have to notify. And the fourth time is Erev Rosh Hashanah. That on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, they would have a lot of big meals with meat, because it would be a good sign for the whole year. And so therefore, for these four times, a person would have to tell the person, I've already sold the mother or the child. He says, that even in the Galilee, they would even do this on the eve of Yom Kippur, because there was a big practice to eat a big meal on the eve of Yom Kippur, as we say in the Gemara in Brachos 8b, that whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, it's as though they fasted on both the ninth day and on the tenth day. So that was the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And the fundamental teaching here is that these times of year, the Jewish people are going to have big meals. As Rashi writes, Derech Yisrael Asot Su'udos, that this was the time of the year where the people made big meals. And so since they're making big meals, we have to be concerned that they're going to take the meat and slaughter it right away. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov Perak Vav Halacha Yud Zayin that when, as it relates to Simcha, or as it relates to rejoicing on Yom Tov, he writes the following words: Chayev Adam Lios Bahen Sameach V'Tov Lev. A person on Yom Tov is obligated to be rejoicing and have a good heart. This person with his whole family and whoever is eating with him, as it states, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. And even though that rejoicing is really referring, says the Rambam, to the Korban Shlamim, nevertheless, there is this concept for everybody today also, even without the Korban Shlamim, to be rejoicing. So how does one do this? Haketanim nosem lehem klayos ve'agozim u'migdanos. For the children, you give them sweets and nuts. V'anashem, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah for women to acquire for them clothing. And for men, V'anashem, the Rambam writes, Ochen basar v'shotin yayin, that the men are obligated to eat meat and to drink wine. So the Rambam writes, Ein simcha al b'basar v'ein simcha al b'yayin, because there's only rejoicing with meat and only rejoicing with wine. And so the Beis Yosef is bothered by this, because the Gemara in Pesachim on 109a states that the rejoicing with meat is only when the temple was still standing, because that's when it's an obligation to eat the korban shlamim and the meat of the sacrifice. So why does the Rambam require the eating of meat? Rambam should have just required the drinking of wine. And so that's a question that the Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam. And so therefore, the Beis Yosef leaves that, but the Bach writes on the Beis Yosef that our Mishnah seems to imply that, yeah, that this was the practice, that they would be eating these meat on the festive meals, not only the meat of the Karbanos, but just eating meat in general. And so therefore, it would make sense that on the basis of this Rashi, that they would be eating a festive meal with meat on it. Even though the Beis Yosef's question on the Rambam is still standing, the Rashi seems to indicate that it was the practice of the Jewish people to always eat the meat on the festive meal, not only the meat of the Karbanos. So therefore, we would say that it's depending upon how one reads that Rambam, it would be a question about whether or not one is supposed to eat meat on the holiday.